Hello, my name is Brittany, returning a call for customer support. How may I help you?
This is Grace Schmitz, and I have a charge on a debit card, which we did not make.
Mm-hmm.
It was for Ultra Smart, whatever that is, for $39.99. And I would like this. Okay.
You go ahead.
What do you need?
Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
53965. And it was made on the debit card of Dennis E. Schmitz.
And your first and last name, you said Dent?
It would be Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S.
Hold on, let me go type it in. Hold on, just a second. You said D-E.
N-N-I-S.
And last name?
Schmitz, S-C-H-M-I-T-Z.
Okay, I have S-C-H-M-I-T-Z.
Correct.
Okay. And Dennis spelled D-E-N-N-I-S.
D-E-N-N-I-S, yes.
Oh, it's two E's or one?
One.
Oh, okay. D-E-N-N-I-S. Okay. Let me see. I'm not pulling it up by your first or last name or the zip code. Let me try your phone number, ma'am. Is it 608-697-8729?
That's my number. His number was 8829.
8829.
Correct.
That's his phone number?
That was his phone number, yes.
Okay, can you provide me with the whole phone number? Because I only got 4-8-8-2-9.
Okay. Okay, 607-8829.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. Hold on just a second, man. Okay, I'm not pulling it up by his phone number either or his zip code. Do you have, like, the last four digits of the card number that you ordered on?
The debit card, 8562.
Okay, and the first six numbers?
The first three numbers?
No, six, five, and then six numbers, like five and then one, six numbers.
Okay, 5147 5010.
Okay, I have 514750.
102462.
Okay, that's up on somebody else's name. Do you know a name of G-E-I-S-S-L-E-R? It's up under somebody else's name, that card number. And you said the last four was 8562, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It was charged to our banking account.
Yeah, but it's up under, I guess that's it. I don't know. It got your name and then it got the F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E. I guess that's the address.
F-A-R-C-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. And can you verify?
F-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I see it. Can you verify the address for me?
My address is 452.
No,
County
his address.
Road. His address is 452 County Road P, Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, 53965.
No, it's actually, they got 470 if you are lying.
470 if you are
lying. L-A-N-E.
Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
470 Fir Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the name was F-A-R-C-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm. I see
what's
your
the last name?
I see your account here. You ordered a KitchenAid. It was $5.74 on October the 19th. And they charged your card on October the 24th, $67.32. They charged again, $67.32, on November the 24th.
This, what I'm calling, the bill I'm calling about was for Ultra Smart, and it was $39.99.
Yeah,
on 12/19, we did not. I mean, he couldn't have done that because he had passed away. So I would like to be reimbursed for that $39.99.
Okay, so basically, this is a contest, a drawing, which is a sweepstake. And if you do not win, you'll be billed after 2 days to enter the 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you enter to win for the price of $56.95 monthly.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is...
Now
so if you enter the sweepstakes and at Ultra Smart, they're taking $39.99 out of his debit card every time he... Every month?
Uh-huh, because he didn't win.
Okay, how do I get that money back? He passed away on December 9th. How could he be billed on the 19th?
Because he did it on October 19th.
So we were charged October, November, December?
Mm-hmm. He been being charged ever since October 24th, $67.32. And then November the 24th, $67.32.
Okay, how can I get this reimbursed? This is a scam.
Okay, I can only do 35% of your money back, ma'am.
Well, give me back the $39.99 or whatever, the last one.
Which is $13.99 with 35%.
So I'd only get $13.99 back?
Yes, ma'am.
When they charged his account $39.99?
The highest I can go, ma'am, is 50% of your money back, which is $19.99.
Okay, I think I'm going to turn this over to Consumer Reports.
Okay.
This is a scam. It's not your fault, probably, but this company is not... It's illegal to take, you know, advantage of an elderly person who is obviously ill with dementia, whatever, and charge their account.
Okay, I can go ahead and refund this full amount.
I would appreciate it if you would.
It's going to take 3 to 5 business days.
So you could refund the $39.99 and the $67.52 and the $67.32?
I have to transfer you to... I can only handle 2 charges. I have to transfer you to my supervisor for the rest of the charges.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on just a second, ma'am, while I get your refund.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, just a second, man. Okay, I got that refund. Okay. Going to take 3 to 5 business days, and I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor. Let me get all your information over. I'm still here, ma'am. Just getting everything over.
Okay.
Okay, I got all your information over. I'm going to transfer your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome.